Welcome to Unabridged, the weekly podcast where teachers take on books. We're your hosts. I'm Ashley, and I'm here today with Sarah and Jen. We'll chat about our book club's book of the month, discuss selected young adult novels, recommend related books, and share our nerdy English teacher love of reading. To follow along with our schedule, visit our website, unabridgedpod.com, where the books we read are linked for purchase. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at unabridgedpod. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or Podbean, and please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You want opinions about books? We've got them.
Hey, this is Jen. Today we are going to talk about some of our go-to authors. I have a lot of these, which is a problem because these are auto-buys for me, which means I'm buying way too many books, but that's a whole other episode. So I love Margaret Atwood. I think she is absolutely brilliant because she can do everything, whether it's dystopian or just plain old sci-fi, or she's going back and looking, you know, she wrote some great historical fiction with Alias Grace. I think it's all beautifully done, and I think she has a way of capturing characters' voices that's amazing. Rainbow Rowell is also an auto buy for me.
I like her.
I get giddy when I read Rainbow Rowell stuff. I really love as well some YA fantasy authors, Sarah J. Moss and Lainey Taylor. I think both of them are so good at world building and at having characters who are complex and multi-layered. And then two mystery recommendations, Tana French, I recently started. She has, I think it's 6 or 7 books, the Dublin Murder Squad. So they are all about this group of detectives in Ireland. They are interconnected. They kind of, each one focuses on a different character, there's no specific order you read them in, but they move back and forth in time. And so you get to see other characters from different angles, which is really fascinating. And Elizabeth George is great. She is American, but writes British mysteries. She has 20 books, and it's a lot, so it's a big commitment, but it's also nice because the characters are the same throughout. It's called the Inspector Linley series, and it's so interesting to see the way that those characters develop over the course of these 20 books. So they are not static at all. They change. They go through things. You see Linley's partner, Barbara Havers, is a great character, and so you see the way they change in relation to each other, and I love it because there is not a hint of romance between them. So it is truly just this great friendship that has developed over 20 books. So, all right, I just stopped there because I had to stop somewhere.
Because you know there's a lot more. This is Sarah. So what I found about myself as I've gotten older is that I don't necessarily go to authors. I'm interested. I mean, I'll finish a series or I'll read things in a certain genre, but I don't have a lot of go-to authors that I read like I did when I was younger, when I read like Beverly Cleary and mm-hmm. Judy Blume.
Oh, yeah.
And also the Sweet Valley High series I would read.
Yes, those too. I love those too.
But I don't really have that now, but I do have a couple. One is John Green, which we've talked about on the podcast before mm-hmm. when we've done Turtles All the Way Down. I love him because of his ability to draw out realistic characters, and I feel like he speaks to teenage issues so well and so authentically. I've read everything that he's written, and I mean, some things I like more than others, but I always feel glad that I read that book, mm-hmm. and I'm never sorry that I went on the adventure with the characters. So he's a go-to for me. And then more recently, Frederick Bachman. I've enjoyed everything I've read of his, and every time I hear that something new is coming out, I get really mm-hmm. excited. I think his writing style is what draws me in. I think he has a really interesting voice, and I think that well-developed characters, mm-hmm. but I love his wit in his writing on things that are not really that funny, but that mm-hmm. he is able to bring this really interesting wit to what he's saying yeah. about his characters, and I really enjoy that. I do have another mystery recommendation, and these are I actually heard about these from some of my friends on Instagram, and they are Quiet mysteries. They're not super compelling, but they're those kind of mysteries that, like, a cozy mystery, I would describe them as. And they're it's Louise Penny's Inspector Gamache series. They're set in Canada, and they all revolve around Inspector Gamache and his investigation of some sort of crime. But they're not grisly, and you just want to live in this little town, although a lot of bad things happen in the way she describes the setting. You just want to be there. It's called Three Pines. And so I really enjoy those. And there's actually 12 of those, and I'm working my way through those. Mm-hmm. And lastly, this is not an author, but I always am looking for audiobooks read by the author. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that so much, especially if they're a funny by nature, like a comedian or something. But I really enjoy anytime I see an own voice audiobook on Scribd or on Audible. I always reserve that because mm-hmm. I really like that, and I'm getting ready to read Born a Crime by Trevor Noah.
That's a good one.
So, and that's a known voice, so I like those.
Awesome. Yeah, these are some great recommendations. This is Ashley, and like Sarah, I feel like in a lot of ways I am more driven by recommendations, by what is kind of hot on Instagram or, in our circle, like what you mm-hmm. all are reading. And so those are the things that I'm driven to as far as my TBR stat goes. But two authors I've loved for a long, long time are Cormac McCarthy and Toni Morrison. I was really into postmodernism in undergrad and, spent a lot of time studying that movement and the writing within it. And so two loves that came out of that were both of those authors. So Cormac McCarthy, I think I read Blood Meridian first. And I read it at a time that it was just captivating to me. And I really loved it. I loved the way that the story was told and how different it was from sort of a traditional narrative. Yeah, that really spoke to me. And then, since that time, I've read some of his other works, and most recently, The Road. And it's funny because, we've talked about The Road on here before, but The Road to me is like such a tender and loving story. Uh-huh. But then people who are not familiar with Cormac McCarthy at all are sometimes like, what is wrong with you? How could you think that this is a loving and tender story? I'm like, well, if you look at the trajectory of his writing, yes. And this is really quite a progress as far as the relationships between characters. But anyway, I've always loved him. And then Toni Morrison, I read several of her works kind of at once, but The Bluest Eye is one that I've both taught and studied. She is just a phenomenal writer. She has such beautiful prose that's really poetic. And she also gives just this really powerful social commentary that's insightful and profound with a lot of layers. And so, both of them are people that I've loved for a long, long time. And I was thinking, like, part of when we talked about this prior, I was like, well, I haven't read all of either of their books. And in some ways, I think that means maybe they're not my go-to authors, because why have I not read all of them? They're definitely people that I get excited when I see their works. I'm excited that I still have some things that I could read from both of them and that, I think have really shaped some of the writing that we have in the world today, yeah, which is awesome.
For sure.
And then a couple of fantasy writers that I wanted to talk about are Leigh Bardugo and Cassandra Clare. And again, I haven't read for Cassandra Clare, who has a lot of she's a very prolific writer. I haven't read all of her books, but I do love her series. I really got hooked. I've talked before on here about the Clockwork series. I really got hooked on that one. Mm-hmm. I didn't read all of the City series. The
City of Bones.
Yeah, Immortal Instruments. I didn't read as many of those. Because I think the Clockwork series I love even more, and so it was kind of hard to work back. But her series she's working on right now, I really am kind of waiting for more of them to come out, but plan to read those when I can binge them and get great satisfaction out of reading several of them at once. And then Leigh Bardugo, I really enjoyed the Grisha books and that series. And then I really loved the Crooked Kingdom series, that and the Crooked Kingdom, I should have written this down, but Six of Crows and the Crooked Kingdom are the two. And I just thought that was a really great, those two books fit really well together. And I thought they were
phenomenal read. And in both of those cases, I feel like they are writers that the more that they've written, the stronger they've gotten. Mm-hmm. And so that's another way that I kind of determine a go-to writer is, yeah, like if I like the works that come out more recently more, then I tend to stay with them and be more and more excited about the books coming out, because I think, you know, of course, for writers, it's hard to keep momentum. And so sometimes they have one work that's really great, and then the next one is sometimes a bit of a letdown, which is not to speak badly of them, but then I'm not as excited necessarily about the next book that comes out. Whereas, like, for both of them, I just feel like they're the stories that they've crafted and the worlds that they've built have just gotten better and better, and so I'm very excited about the things that they're working on and what will be coming out in the future.
Do you have comments or opinions about what you heard today? We would love to hear them. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher, on Instagram and Twitter at UnabridgedPod, and on the web at unabridgedpod.com. Thanks for listening to Unabridged.